another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at FancyPantsGangsters.com.
It's time to cool it out, baby.
What the fuck?
Twin Cities Tank, I'm Pete.
Sitting to the right side of Pete is Brent. What's going on, Brent?
I'm drinking vodka and Four Loko.
Yes, you are.
What do you think's going on?
Yeah, I'm drinking Surly Cynic and taking some Yag shots.
Doing this on the weekend is fucking way better.
Yeah, I agree. Now that I'm in school
at the
University of Minnesota.
For the third time?
No. Second. This is the second time.
Second go around for Pete in college.
Sure. Took a year off.
Are you going back for the same thing you were doing before?
Yes.
Because before you were going to be like a doctor or something.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Okay, so we don't talk enough anymore.
I gave that dream up a long time ago.
I guess
once I got about 4 years into my undergrad, I was like, yeah, I can't do this for an additional 10 to 12 years.
I feel like the 2 to 3 times we see each other a week, we don't really talk about anything.
We don't really talk about my school life, that's for sure.
Okay, because the last time I checked was like 2004 and you were going to be a doctor. Yeah. Now, what's the end game now?
Technical writing.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You decipher medical terminology and make it so people like me could understand it, right?
Exactly.
Cool.
That's what technical writing is. Yes.
Well, I just wanted to spell it out for our listeners bored out of their minds right now.
That sounded more sarcastic than it really was. It's like, yes, that's
exactly. I want to apologize for last week's episode. I came out sounding like a whiny little fucking brat.
Metallica part?
Yeah. I think it came out sounding much more bitchy and whiny. I was really excited to see a lot of people. And it was a really fun night, but like I said, it doesn't matter, but I feel like I came off sounding shitty, and I apologize.
Okay.
To everyone. And to you.
All right. I apologize
I
for
love
not,
you, Pete.
I apologize for not getting the episodes up on time lately.
It's all right. It's 2011.
It's 2011. We're allowed to do that. Mm-hmm. So we released two episodes last week, numbers 51 and 50. And today's episode 52.
Yeah.
It's almost a year.
It's kind of been a year. How is it? Because February 7th was our first episode, and it's been 52. Did we fucking skip a year or something, or what happened?
Don't ask me questions like that.
Podcast.
I don't want to talk
podcast
about
math. It never works out.
I would just like to not talk about it.
Okay, you're right. Yeah,
it's the worst thing you've ever said to
me. You're right. I apologize. Say something funny. I'm going to take a sip of this.
Okay,
drink.
Well, let's start off the show by taking care of bullshit. The topic this week was chosen by Brent. Please, fill us
well, this
in.
Is, I chose it, but we both, I mean, you actually have more knowledge in this area than me, but I'm going with, I don't know if you want to just all-encompassingly do impound lots, towing, city, parking, all this shit, but.
So basically, you got towed.
I got towed from the city
to
of St. Paul,
lot.
Yep.
Continue.
Well, you, like I said, you've been told enough, so you'll know how this feels, but there's just no worse fucking thing to do to somebody than, okay, so you took my car away. All right. I fucked up, apparently. I don't know St. Paul's fucking codes, whatever. You took my car away. I left it at a place that I liked it, that I wanted to come back to get it at, and you took it from there. All right. You win that round. Now I go to the impound lot on a fucking like Wednesday or something, a Tuesday, Thursday, something like this, and sometime in the middle of the week, and I gotta stand outside in the fucking like negative whatever degree weather with a bunch of fucking yahoos. That's no fun. And then I get inside. So it's basically a 3-hour trip with a bunch of fucking stinky St. Paul degenerates. Okay, that sucks, but whatever. All right, I get that. Apparently you have to give me a fee, $190 for the towing. Yeah, I get that. I don't need a fucking ticket on top of it. I got it. You got me. There's nothing I can do. $54 ticket for parking your car on the side of the fucking street. It's like, if it was such a, if it was
what
actually,
was the violation actually?
I didn't even look. I just paid it. I don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. But if it's if this, like,
I feel like you're keeping it from us on purpose.
No. Well, what do you mean?
It's embarrassing, right?
What?
The reason why you got towed?
Oh no, it was just there was St. Paul had a a snow emergency and Minneapolis didn't. So I didn't know anything about it.
Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah, it was just stupid. And, you know, they tow your car so they can plow that side of the street, apparently. They didn't fucking plow it the next day at all. So it's, and if it was such a, and, you know, you could make everyone's life a lot easier. If you have a tow truck, my car's in the way of the plow, tow my fucking car across the street. Like, I'll pay the money. Like, I'll, if that's what you want, but, like, dude, like, it's, you mentioned in a previous episode, like, letter of law versus spirit of the law. And it's like, if the spirit of the law is like, you know, we got to get this side of the street clean so we can fucking plow it, well, then just tow my car around the block to somewhere where it's convenient. It's like, well, whatever. So all in all, I ended up paying about $250 and wasting my entire evening because St. Paul didn't plow the side of the street that I was parked on.
Yeah, that's terrible. Well, I hate going to the impound. The last time I went to the impound, you actually dropped me off.
That's
there.
Right.
I think it was, were we recording an episode that night?
I think we did something that involved getting drunk because we slept all day.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't remember what we were doing.
Well, I was parked in a snow emergency on LaSalle. I knew it was a snow emergency. I knew there was the odd side parking that day because it was the first day of the snow emergency. I know the shit out of this shit because I've been towed about 8 or 9 times in the last 2 years.
Which is about $1,500, if you think about
it. Yeah, I've given that. You know, that's one thing, too. When they brought me up, or when I had to go into the impound lot, I was standing outside as well.
Yep.
If you go to the Minneapolis impound lot the day after a snow emergency,
yeah, you're done.
It's,
your day is over.
It's ridiculous. They had a bus outside that you could sit on while you waited to get inside because it was sitting outside so long, and you could watch Batman. They had Dark Knight.
One?
No, it was Dark Knight.
Okay.
The newest one.
Okay.
That's how long
setup.
We were standing outside.
If you
almost an hour, and then by the time you get inside, that's another 2 hours of waiting in line.
Well, if you tap out, if you just get too cold and go on the bus, do you lose your place in line?
No, because what they did was gave everybody tickets,
okay,
and you had a letter on your ticket, and then they would call your letter, and that meant that you could go in.
Wow. Yeah, St. Paul doesn't have a system like that. Like, when I got finally indoors, it looked like a fucking hardcore show. There was just, like, it was no lines. It was just a room full of people.
In the basement?
Well, yeah. No, it was, you know, just like a fucking room in the middle of nowhere, and it literally was just, like, one giant sea of people. And the whole time it was happening, I was like, well, I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork involved. I'm sure there's a lot of whatever. Because it's taken fucking forever for each person. And so I'm like, maybe you got to sign this and do this and whatever. I don't know what St. Paul's guidelines are. Then I get up there and literally it took me 30 seconds and I realize, oh, everybody's just fucking dumb. Like, you don't know your own license plate number or you don't like have like ownership papers or insurance card to prove it. Like, people like having people fax them. I'm like, dude.
Wait a minute, they ask for that shit?
No, they don't. But like when they ask for your license plate and you don't know it, they've got to take another route, which is like, give me your insurance card. Well, I don't have that either. Who owns the car? I don't know, Jeff. Like, no people are fucking like, they have no clue. So like, you know, what should take 30 seconds to pay for a ticket takes people 10 minutes and you get a bunch of sweaty, fat fucks like me in there who was claustrophobic, losing their mind. It could have gotten very violent, that's all I'm saying. Yeah. But you realize that you have zero recourse. Like, you have no power at all. There's nothing you could do.
Absolutely. It's so you feel like just a fucking loser standing in that line.
Well, yeah, and like you always see movies where like, or what, hear stories about
some miserable time.
But
I don't know how anybody could fucking work that job. Going to those fucking impound lots
exactly
is the most depressing fucking thing.
And it's always in the middle
of
nowhere, kind
of
gravel road.
Yeah.
And but like, yeah, you hear of like not third world, like, you know, like communist countries where somebody like start to rise up, and you're like, what the fuck? Like, just calm down. Now you know what that's like to that's what it must feel like. It's like going to the impound lot. You have no power at all. You are completely helpless. And what are you going to do? Call the next day and be like, I went there and there was like 400 people there and there was only 3 workers. What are they going to go? Yeah, fuck you. I don't care. What do you want me to do about it? Like, owe you nothing.
Nobody gives a shit. Yeah, it's like going to the airport.
Exactly. You are completely just a fucking number. And you know what that does? Is that, like, you get so fucking mad at, you get mad at, like, the whole process and the system and everyone there that's around you and stuff. And it makes you immune to, like, generosity. Like, courage. Like, the next
one. Here's a song. It's by Jay-Z. It's called What More Can I Say?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Turn the music up. turn me down. Cool. Let's go get him again. This time is for the money, my nigga. Brooklyn, stand up. Never been a nigga this good for this long. This hood, or this pop, this hot, or this strong. With so many different flows, this one's for this song. The next one I switch up, this one will get bit up. These fucks too lazy to make up shit, they crazy. They don't paint pictures, they just trace me. You know what? Soon they forget where they pluck. They hold style from then try to reverse the outcome. I'm like, huh? I'm not a biter, I'm a writer for myself and others. I say a big verse, I'm only bigging up my brother. Bigging up my barrel, I'm big enough to do it. I'm that barrel, plus I know my own flow is foolish. So the rings and things you sing about, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the barrel's in your mouth. I'm in new sneakers, dual seaters, few divas. What more can I tell you? Let me spell it for you. W-I-L-L-I-E. Nobody truer than H-O-V. And I'm back for more. New York's ambassador, prime minister, back to finish my business up. Rain in a drought, stuntin' on hoes, brushing off my shirt, but ain't nothing on my clothes, set my chain, my name, Young H.O., pitch the yay faithful, even if they patrol, I make payroll, Benz payful, friends they roll, private jets down to Turks and Caicos, Chris caseloads, I don't give a shit, nigga, one life to live, I can't let a day go by without me being fly, fresh to death. Head to toe to the day I rest. And I don't wear jerseys, I'm 30 plus. Give me a crisp pair of jeans, nigga, button up. S dots on my feet, make my cycle complete. What more can I say? Google play the beat. We gon' let this ride into the hook. I'ma snap my fingers on this. What more can I say to you? Get my grown man on. Let's go! Now you know your ass is Willy when they got you in the mag. Like half a Billy, and your ass ain't Lily White, that mean that shit you write must be illy. Either that or your flow is silly, it's both. I don't mean to boast, but damn if I don't brag, them crackers gon' act like I ain't on their ass. The Martha Stewart, that's far from Jewish, far from a Harvard student, just had the balls to do it. And no, I'm not doing it, in fact, I'm just previewing it. This ain't the show, I'm just EQing it. 1-2, and I won't stop abusing it. Groovy girl, stop false accusing it. Back to the music, the Maybach roof is translucent. Niggas got a problem, Houston. What up, B? They can't shut up me. Shut down I, not even P.E. I'm a ride. God forgive me for my brash delivery. But I remember vividly what these streets did to me. So picture me letting these clowns nitpick at me. Paint me like a pickaninny. I would literally kiss T.T. in the forehead. Tell her please forgive me to squeeze into your forehead. I'm not the one to score points off. In fact, I got a joint to knock your points off. Young, over the guard, nigga, blasphemy. I'm at the Trump International, ask for me. I ain't never scared. I'm everywhere, you ain't never there. Nigga, why would I ever care? Pound for pound, I'm the best to ever come around here. Excluding nobody, look what I embody. The soul of a hustler, I really ran the street. A CEO's mind, that marketing plan was me. And no, I ain't get shot up a whole bunch of times. I make up shit in a whole bunch of lines. And I ain't animated like, say, a Busta Rhyme. But the real shit you get when you bust down my lines. Add that to the fact I went plat a bunch of times. Times that by my influence on pop culture. I supposed to be number one on everybody list. We'll see what happens when I no longer exist. Fuck this. What more can I
say? Babies.
Hey, we're back.
Wake up, babies. We're back.
Brent.
Yo.
How you feeling?
I feel great. Sure. I don't want to swear because I feel like that's I do that too much.
Okay. Then don't.
Please don't yell at me ever again.
Do you want to do some week late news?
Week late news.
We're going to do this in two sections, I think, today. Yeah. We have a lot of news. We don't have anything else to talk about. Let's talk about news.
Antoine Dodson, you know, the bed intruder guy?
I have no idea who that is.
You don't know who that is? I mean, we can drop in a sample right here.
Terrifying moments for a woman who woke up to a strange man in bed with her. The woman screamed. Her brother rushed in to help and tried to fight the offender off. That break-in happened early this morning in the 500 block of Webster Drive in Huntsville.
Antoine Dodson heard his sister scream and ran to help.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
There's a YouTube video that's a viral thing. This guy basically is sitting there going, beep, boop, bop. And somebody managed to auto-tune it, put it into a song. This guy, basically, his sister was going to get raped, and then he, like, stopped it somehow. Then he was on the news being like, hide your kids, hide your wife, all that shit, you know. Being a fun, look it up later. I don't need to explain it to you.
Okay.
But now this guy, who literally was on the news, that was his first, like, 15 minutes of fame.
Uh-huh.
And then some motherfucker mixed a song with his voice and whatever. Now he has a reality show. Antoine Dodson, the bed intruder guy, has his own reality show coming out.
Really?
So you can literally, at this point, just be on the fucking news. You can be a celebrity.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like that fucking hobo guy.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Like that homeless.
Talk about that for a minute. What's your feelings on that?
Well, doesn't he have, like, a shitload of kids, and he, like, already got into, like, a big fight with one of them or something?
Yeah. Well, the best thing about it was he was sober, apparently, for a number of years, or so he claims.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as, literally the day that people found out, you know, the whole thing about him was, he's a news or a fucking radio guy. He started drinking again or something. I was like in rehab.
Nice. No
offense, dude, but you don't have fucking time to go to rehab.
I like how he just, he got a YouTube video and then he just got offered jobs at big places from that.
Like CBS. Big deal shit. But like,
exactly.
Dude, for real.
Like, it wasn't like a small time fucking like, hey, this is Big Mike Subs, like, local to Minnesota only.
No, but it's yeah. Like, dude, look, I'm sure it's better for your health that you do go to rehab, but you don't have time to go to rehab. And through 2 months, no one's going to remember who the fuck you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, don't know what I'm saying? Basically, what I'm saying is don't go to rehab.
Way to fuck your shit up, homeless guy. You're going to be back on the street.
Anyway, so Antoine.
Doing radio voice.
Antoine Dodson, the bed intruder guy. He's going to be on VH1, apparently.
Okay.
His reality show basically is going to focus on him moving to Hollywood to try and become a star. So basically, the star of the show is moving to Hollywood to become a star. I don't know how that works, whatever.
He's going to Hollywood to become a star for what? Like, he's an actor?
No, not at all.
To do what? Do a reality show?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yeah. Well,
the thing is, though, I've seen the video.
All I can say is that these things continue to happen, and they're always sad.
But you don't need to do something cool anymore to be famous. You just got to like,
yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's the sad part. That's
it's the
part where you go.
But it's also the awesome part.
Like, no, it's not. I disagree. I don't think there's anything.
You don't
awesome
think
about
it that. Would be funny if, like, if your house started on fire and the cops came by with a news crew and you were like, I don't know, I was all getting fucked up recording my fucking podcast and these fucking cunts sneaking them, like, and they're like, that guy's really funny.
Uh huh.
And they were like, we should give him his Pete St. Martin's a funny motherfucker. We should give him his own show because he was.
I would still think, like, I would. Look, I would definitely take it. Mm-hmm. I'm not above that. I'm saying that I would. You know, it's just sad that I would still think that, like, yes, at the end of the day, I do not deserve a television show. That does not display any fucking talent of mine of any fucking bit.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Sure.
You do deserve your own TV show.
Yeah, because maybe I'm smarter and more talented than most people.
I think you're really enjoyable. You have good on-camera presence and you're really smart and funny.
I've never been on camera, really.
No, YouTube.
On YouTube.
It doesn't matter. Point of it is I've seen this video a number of times, and this guy actually has potential to be pretty funny. The divorced from reality, un-fucking-tethered black guy character that's like in all movies where it's like, I don't give a shit, motherfucker. Like the Chris Tucker role, pretty much. Like, that's this guy.
Uh-huh.
And, like, he doesn't deserve any money at all for doing whatever. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is I'll probably watch it.
I don't watch reality television.
I don't really watch television.
And it's not because I'm up my own ass. Maybe I am up my ass.
You in a weird place right now?
Maybe I am up my ass. I honestly think that it's like that's the decline of fucking television.
Sure. Oh, it's the decline of television. Just like back in the day,
it's
that
the decline of society.
If that's as bad as it gets, then we're okay.
Not that I have a problem with declining society, because that's going to happen anyway.
Well, speaking of decline of society, did you see Bruno?
Yeah.
Did you see Borat?
Yes, I did.
Did you see the weird panic that, like, galley's gay panic that Bruno put into this country? Like, and the people, you know, I don't want to pigeonhole Southern folks, but, like, you know, rednecks don't like being called gay.
Uh-huh.
That kind of thing.
Okay.
That's their biggest fear, by the way, rednecks, is
gays?
Being perceived as gay.
Uh-huh.
They can't deal with it.
Okay.
I say take it and then deal with it. I say tail with it. Whatever. Anyway, Sacha Baron Cohen, a.k.a. Borat, all that shit, he is adopting apparently a Saddam Hussein biopic comedy thing. Which should inspire fear into all the fucking weirdos. Like, dude, it's a movie. Don't worry about it. But there's apparently people protesting this shit, and people are losing their minds. It's like, dude, it's the guy that dressed up as a gay fashion dude to fucking hurt rednecks' feelings just doing a movie again. You think it's not going to be fucking a joke? Whatever. But I love Sacha Baron Cohen. I love the LAG show. I love all that shit. So yeah. I think it'll be fun to see how Americans freak the fuck out and protest a Saddam Hussein-inspired movie.
So what's the premise of the movie, then? It's like a fake biopic?
More or less, it's... as far as I can tell, it's a guy who's a dictator. And then it shows his... Like, it's basically like an inspiring... like a movie about a guy who grew up as like a goat farmer and then became like a dictator of a country. I don't know if it's specific or not. I don't really care, but people are going to lose their minds about this because that's what Americans do. When I see something I don't like, I call all my friends and lose my mind about it.
That's
so that'll
what
be fun.
Like my brother do.
What's that?
That's what people like my brother do.
Right.
Did I I think I told you this off radio like we're doing radio.
All right. Internet.
But now I'm telling you on radio.
Don't.
My younger brother, who's a big-time Christian.
Right, I know that.
He, whenever you would post things on the Metallica page.
Oh, yeah, he hated it.
He was like, it seems like you guys are posting a lot of inappropriate things on the Metallica page. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like...
Yeah. Well, because when you're getting Facebook updates from a band called Metallica, which is clearly the biggest fucking joke on the planet, you probably expect it to be deep introspective and not like
he in general just annoys me. I think I'm ready to kill him.
Should I just
kill my whole family?
No. Do you want to kill your brother?
I should kill my whole family.
Are you going to kill your brother?
I'm going to kill my family.
Can I just not be part of this anymore?
You're not in my family, so I'm not going to kill you.
No, but now I know about it, so if it happens, I'll get charged with not doing
something.
Yeah,
but so does everybody else listening.
Okay. So right now, you're declaring that you're going to kill your family.
Uh-huh.
Everybody that's hearing the words I'm saying right now is guilty of not turning you into the cops.
Right? Okay. Yeah. That's what happened.
And if you can kill them before this comes out...
Mm-hmm.
Good on you.
Do you wanna go to, let's go to a song. Let's come back to more week late news.
Let's do one more story, then we'll go.
Let's go back to a song and let's do some week late news when we come back.
Should we argue on the air?
Why do you do this every time I say let's go to a song?
Let's go to a song.
They say let's go to a song and you go, let me do one more thing. I just want to do one more thing.
I just really like you and I want to be friends with you.
Let's do a song.
Okay.
What's the name of the song, man?
This is a Ramon song. It's called My Brain's Hanging Upside Down.
There it is.
It's one of my favorite songs.
Hey.
Hi, friends.
Hi, Brent. You're listening to Twin Cities Tank. I'm Pete. That's Brent.
Oh, hi, guys.
All right.
This is the weirdest night ever.
Okay. You want to continue with the week late news?
Yep. Pete.
Yeah.
You download music?
I do.
For free?
Yeah.
Me too. I love it.
Yeah?
Do you want to know how our downloading of free music has affected the music industry?
You know something? I do.
Okay. Well, I'm going to drop it to you. The way that the Billboard album charts are compiled is basically that, you know, whoever sells the most albums
right.
in a week is on the, you know, number one. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like your dog is eating paper towels right now.
No, she's drinking the beer that I spilled.
Okay. Back in the day, by the day, I mean like the late 90s, NSYNC's No Strings Attached album sold 2 million copies
uh-huh.
in its first week, maybe first day. It was a number one Billboard hit.
Okay.
The number one Billboard album this week was by the band Cake, Showroom
really?
Of Compassion. Now, Cake topped this week's Billboard whatever bullshit by selling 52,000 copies of their record.
Wow.
It's the lowest an album's ever sold to be a number one album.
Wow.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Awesome or depressing?
You know, this has been an issue since Metallica sued Napster.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think there are other ways to regulate, or not necessarily regulate, but other ways to determine. I mean, sure, that's the number one album, but I think that Cake, in particular, they might make more money than is reflected by their album sales.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this comes from going on tour and selling shirts and merchandise and that kind of shit.
No, if selling 52,000 copies of your album is a problem, fuck you.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
People that'll never sell 52 copies of their album.
Yeah.
Little, whatever. But I think that's a
I
good...
I mean, that's the day in music that we live in.
Right.
You know?
It's a nice zeitgeist
shift. It's a changing of the tides.
Well, the problem is like, Cake kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So if Cake is topping the album charts with a record no one's ever heard of before, whatever. But yeah, dude, music. Look, if you're a band and you're like on the charts, your money is coming from merchandise and publishing rights and stuff. It's
right.
Not coming from album sales.
Yeah.
So let it go, man. Music is fucking free.
I imagine there was a time that the artists made their money off of album sales.
Yeah, but not anymore.
But,
the problem is here's the thing.
You know, it's changed.
I apologize for my crappy tone on the last episode of bitching about fucking free entertainment and stuff, but like stuff like this, you get back what you give with music. If you're popular with music and you get to play for, you know, a couple thousand people a night, that's awesome right there. But you're also making a shit whack of money on shirts and fucking admission and all this stuff. Record sales is really not that big of a deal anymore, is it?
No, that's what I think has changed. It's the it's all about the sale of merchandise and going on tour and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that just basing it on record sales alone, first off, that's not accurate because right. People are obviously downloading it and listening to it.
Well, yeah, like I said, 52,000 people have bought this album, but I guarantee fucking 5 million people have this album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's yeah.
But it's also, it's cake. Like, who gives a fuck? Whatever.
Yeah. That's the age we live in.
Yeah, no, it's totally a give and take. I'm on the page of where it's like, if you're a musician and you write music, you should want people to hear that music.
Mm-hmm.
Money aside, you'll get money no matter what. If your music's good, you'll get money.
Mm-hmm.
Album sales, I mean, come on, the fuck? It's 2011. You're not gonna get paid. You know. How many points on a record do you get anymore? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's about shows and
merchandising. You know, it's all about the music industry learning how to deal with the recent change in people downloading shit.
It had to happen. Let's move on before we get on a rant about this.
Okay.
Pete.
Yes.
You have a bank account?
I have one, yeah.
How much money's in it?
That's none of your goddamn business.
Is there $1 million in it?
There's definitely not $1 million.
Do you want there to be $1 million in
it? Yes, I wouldn't be okay with having $1 million.
Okay, there's a guy named Craig Rowan, maybe Rowan, I'm guessing it's Rowan, who wanted $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he went on the internet and begged for it, and now he got it.
Wow.
Yeah.
This kind of goes along with that reality show thing that we were talking about.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
It's like people go on the internet and all of a sudden they get whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, he went on the internet and asked, kind of actually politely too, for mm-hmm. $1 million. And a guy who has a shitload of money donated $1 million to him.
Wow.
So, I mean, assuming he doesn't live a fucking weirdo lifestyle, he's set for life.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm burping a lot because I'm drunk. this guy, Craig Rowan, went on the internet bitching about how he didn't have $1 million, which is one of the things I do almost every day. I want $1 million. Are you listening to me?
No.
It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird that we're doing a show and you're not listening.
No, I'm watching Mean Girls on television.
I understand that, but like we're
recording. It's on ABC Family.
No, we're recording a podcast. You should be a little.
Yeah, the dude asked for $1 million. Yeah, I get it. Big fucking deal.
All right.
Continue.
And then Hitler came over
mm-hmm.
from America. Whatever.
From America?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, that's the other thing I was going to spill, is that Hitler's from America.
Oh.
No, it's if you want $1 million, all you got to do is go on the internet and ask for it. And some weird, fucking, insanely, like, I got to deal with my tax problems millionaire will just donate money to you. We'll give you money.
Yeah, sure.
Don't you think like, that's a weird thing once you become like a multi-millionaire, possibly billionaire? That you just must get letters every day like, can I have some of that
right,
things
yeah,
that you
yeah.
have?
That's one of the things, like, I always thought if I won the lottery, that there would be the only problem was having your friends and relatives
you would never open
just come
your
up.
Mail.
Yeah, exactly. they would always be constantly asking you for money. I think I would just throw a really big party and be like, hey,
again
though, this is your present for me winning millions of dollars.
But you and I were friends, right?
Yeah.
Let's say you got wicked rich.
Okay.
And I was like, hey, man. Hey, baby. Can I get like 50 grand?
What would you need 50 grand for?
Drugs.
I do drugs. What would you do with the drugs?
Put them in my
How body. Are you going to plan to pay me back?
I'm not going to. But you have the money, so I want it.
If it was what for drugs, I might say yes. I'd just be like, yeah, you can 50 grand
so
for
you,
drugs.
You would
as
give
long
me...
as you let me do them with you. What kind of drugs do you think you're about
getting?
Well,
at this point, if something happens...
I mean, that's like dealer money.
If something happens
you know
where
what I'm saying?
You have disposable $50,000...
Uh-huh.
I'm going to start doing heroin. Like, there's something obviously bad.
My question is, can I do heroin with you?
Well, something obviously bad has happened in my life where you have disposable income like that.
What do you mean? I'm in college.
What?
We're all college buddies. But yeah, if I had that kind of disposable money, yeah, as long as we did heroin together.
All right. So we both agree that being alive is awful, and the only way to escape it is to eventually do heroin.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Next story. This is fucking awesome. This
uh-huh.
This is why this is awesome. What is your, like, back knowledge of Motley Crue? Pretty good?
Motley Crue, you're just asking me to rate it on a level
just,
of
I mean,
pretty
like,
good
how much do you know
kind of
about Motley
like
Crue?
Excellent. I would say medium to not so medium.
Do you know that Vince Neil killed a man?
I knew that, yes.
Okay. So Vince Neil, back in like 83, was driving drunk, killed a guy. His friend Razzle from Hanoi Rocks, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's 2011. Vince Neil... It's got 2 weeks in jail for driving drunk. How the fuck much of a lesson do you need to learn? What has to happen? What has to happen?
For if driving like, drunk?
If my huge passion was for sword fighting, and every time I sword fought, a man died, what would have to happen for me to not sword fight anymore?
You're kind of poor.
Me?
Yeah. I mean, relatively speaking to Vince Neil.
Okay, yes.
So I would say you would probably not be able to sword fight ever again.
No,
if you're as
right.
rich as Vince Neil, you'd probably...
Vince Neil drove his car drunk, killed a man, and he just got arrested again for drunk driving.
Mm-hmm.
So now the judge is like, he probably just farted onto a whoopee cushion and was like, I don't care anymore. Vince Neil is going to jail for 2 weeks for drunk driving. That's like Hitler going to jail for killing Jews. Like, obviously
like,
you did
like
that.
Way after the Holocaust.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah.
Oh, the Holocaust didn't work out for you? You still got to kill some Jews on your own time?
Like, okay, Hitler, we'll give you the permit for this gas chamber. We know that you have
a clean
recent history.
Yeah.
Since you're, 20... 30, 40, 50, 70 years ago, you killed a whole bunch of Jews. But what? You have to have had time to recover since then.
Well, yeah. And now you've learned your lesson to not kill Jews.
Oh, of course.
Like, you've gone through it. You've been publicly crucified in your attempt to kill more Jews.
Hitler might be one of the worst people in history. Constantly compared.
Maybe.
Whenever anybody says like some bullshit thing about a politician or somebody that they hate, or you know, some public figure, it's always compared to Hitler.
Well, he's definitely
compared to Hitler because Hitler was one of the worst human beings that ever existed.
But let me ask you this:
Yeah,
Hitler, he was a bad guy. He killed some Jews, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got that.
Mm-hmm.
What if he had drove drunk? At some point.
Did he kill anybody?
Driving drunk is the worst thing you can do in this country. Literally, you can... Okay, let's go nuts. You know what? It's Saturday night. Let's go nuts.
Yeah.
You can be a Catholic and you support child rape. Gay marriage is a bigger issue to you than child rape. Raping of children is not a big deal. But, boo, boo, boo. You're going to join fucking MAD and like Mothers Against Drunk Driving. You can't drive drunk. Oh my fucking God. So Vince Neil, by the way, who is singer of Molly Crew, Vince Neil drove drunk and got 2 weeks in jail again. Oh, man.
Uh-huh.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. He sings for Motley Crue.
Yeah. He's got no business doing anything on the entire planet.
What?
I don't know.
You're not saying anything.
What's the next story?
This is why this show is not fun for me. We're supposed to be talking about how fucking awesome Vince Neil is and how violating
Vince Neil
certain
is
fucking
awesome and he's violated the law.
Let's take a break.
He killed somebody.
He
take
didn't
a break.
Kill anybody.
Why do you want to take a break?
I don't know. Let's do one more story and then we're done.
Okay.
You ever watch Celebrity Apprentice?
No.
Okay, well maybe you will now because want to know why? Your favorite fucking dude ever, Gary
Busey. Is it Andrew WK? Gary Busey. He's one of my favorite dudes ever.
Yeah, Gary Busey's on the new Celebrity Apprentice.
Nice.
Apparently that show is just a bunch of lunatics now.
Well, good. I'm always in favor of Gary Busey being on television. So if that's the price we have to pay for a Celebrity Apprentice to be good and for me to watch it, then maybe I will.
So you don't think that Gary Busey is not worthy of TV time anymore?
No. I think Gary Busey is one of the few people who I think should get more TV time. Gary Busey, yeah, I'll watch
him
every
time. He totally
deserves
it.
I'm not saying he deserves it, but I'm saying he's entertaining and crazy enough to watch.
Do you want to know who his running mates are?
The Buse?
What?
On the show?
Yeah.
Sure.
So Bret Michaels, who, by the way, raise your hand if you give any kind of fuck about. I hope no one raised their hand.
Every rose.
Sing it.
Has its thorn. All right. Are we out of news?
Let's do one more story.
All right.
Let's get out of here. Well, you always go, oh, right. I do this because I want to have, like.
No, here's my thing. You've done this multiple times. You keep going, yeah, let's do one more. Let's do one more.
So I'm a liability?
I'm a liability
for having
no,
a show.
No, I'm just saying I expect there to be one more story, and another one comes up.
So for having actual material, I'm an asshole?
Why don't you just say three more or two more?
Okay. No more.
The actual number of how many more there are.
How about this?
Look, I expect a certain number. When you say there's one more, then I'm expecting one.
How about this, Twin Cities Frank? No more.
Zero more?
No more.
Okay, well then the show is done.
I mean, it is done until we hear Michael Bolton.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll
I was
jump
expecting
back
Spin Doctors. But Bolton.
Well, what do you want to go out on? Well, we've gone out on Michael Bolton before.
Have we?
I actually had a serious emotional moment to Michael Bolton.
There was we took a break here where both Brent and I were rocking out to some Michael Bolton and Def Leppard.
It's kind of not funny. Like, Michael Bolton, a couple of those songs are a huge deal.
How am I supposed to live without you?
I'll take the next one.
Now that I've been loving you so long, tell me how am I supposed to live without you? Now I've been loving you so very. I don't know what the words are.
Anyway. Twin Cities Tech! Thanks for listening. This is a weird episode. Both Pete and I are kind of cross-eyed, blacked out, drunk, and you stuck through it. You're dead to me, Mexicans.
Sit down, got some mixy love on his jacket. Ain't it just go ahead.
Watch us, save me now.